So this is my second interview. My friend Cam tried to call me on FaceTime and I wanted to decline it, and that's when the StoryCorps interview, my first one, glitched out, and now I'm doing this second one. I hope I don't get points off, but we'll see. So I'm just going to ask my mom the question that I stated previously at the end of the first interview, and we'll go from there. So question 8 it is, where you go to school, either high school or college, help in where you chose your career path in life? Explain in detail if possible.
Okay. I don't think that where I went to school or college really chose my career path. I think I just happened to stumble into that.
Mm-hmm.
I do, however, think that going to Keefe Tech, the vocational school that I went to for high school, really kind of guided my managerial style of treat people the way you want to be treated, because it was a really nice environment to go to high school in which you could be whoever you wanted to be without any type of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that environment. Mm-hmm. I thrived in that environment.
And for the record, can you explain what a vocational school is for people that don't know what it is?
A vocational school is one in which you have, you choose a trade.
Mm-hmm.
The first year you learn all of the trades, and then years two through four is you actually select a trade and you learn that trade.
Mm-hmm.
My trade at the time was health, which led me to go to nursing school.
Mm-hmm. Was it a combination of just a bunch of different towns, or was it one town?
It was probably 5 towns.
Mm-hmm.
That all went into Framingham, to Keefe Tech in Framingham.
Mm-hmm. Was it similar to, because we have a school, it's called Blackstone Valley Tech, it's a couple towns over. Is it similar to that, or is it kind of different in a sense?
I think BVT is much bigger than Keefe Tech was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at least when I went to the trade school, it was a little bit different. Now there seems to be a lot of encouragement to go to college at BVT and some of the other trade schools, which it was never like that when I went to Keefe Tech. There wasn't the expectation or really the encouragement to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
The expectation was that you would learn a trade.
Like to learn a trade and strictly go into a field after you're done with school.
Correct.
And go strictly into that
mm-hmm.
field to try and work and get money.
Right.
Okay. Would you say going to that school compared to like going to like a private or just like public school, do you think if you went to like maybe a public or private school, you would have been, I guess, in like a different mindset regarding school-wise?
I made a decision not to go to the high school because the last year in junior high school became very cliquey, in which groups of people started to form.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like that's like normal high school nowadays,
which kind of sucks.
I
don't think that's ever really, I think that's always been that way.
Yeah.
I just didn't particularly like it.
I didn't like it either.
No.
I just thought it was dumb. Like I wanted the school to just like be one and not have like specific
yeah.
groups of people, and you can't like talk to these like groups of people because you're not in this specific group, which
yeah,
I think is really, really dumb.
That kind of started at the end of junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a decision in the beginning of 8th grade that I knew I was going to go to Keefe Tech. My hope
mm-hmm.
was to get in there.
Because
I
kind of see school as like you're going there to learn and have like a good education, and not like you definitely make friends in high school, but like just making groups of people, I feel like it makes other kids feel out of place in a sense, because if you're like part of like the jocks and then you're like on like the other side, you kind of feel alone in a sense that you're not like a popular kid, you're not like a well-liked kid, and you're placed in like different categories, which
yeah,
is honestly in my opinion is horrible.
We used to call them cliques.
Mm-hmm.
But they're categories.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Keefe, it wasn't like that. There was no judgment.
Yeah.
So you could go and you could be a jock, but you would still hang
mm-hmm.
out with the other kids.
You could just be free in
yeah.
your school, basically.
It just didn't really matter. I think another thing, too, which was, I think, a really big deal, is that we had a lot of mentally challenged kids
mm-hmm.
that went to the school, and we were in classes with them. We were in trade classes with them, regular classes with them. And although it might have been good for them, I think it was more beneficial to the regular students.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it kind of taught you empathy, how to be kind, and kind of how fortunate you really were. Yeah.
And since you went to a trade school and you went to a junior college, and your trade school, you were studying to be a nurse. How come you didn't go straight into the field of nursing, and you decided to go with the path of junior college and not like an actual college, or go straight into the field for nursing?
So I went to Becker Junior College. I think it's Becker College now, in Leicester, for nursing.
Leicester, Mass.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And so I went there for a year in nursing. So right after high school, I went there, and I really expected that I was going to go into nursing. So the first semester was learning about the classes, and then the second semester, we went into the hospitals to actually practice what we'd already learned. And that's where I ran into the problem, where I was giving a gentleman dialysis. So I was hooking him up to a machine that would take the blood out of his body, clean it, and then put it back in. Well, they call that dialyzing, and when I started it, when I saw the blood coming out of him and going into the machine, I passed out.
Jeez.
And so I thought maybe that was a fluke, but then it happened again when I was in on a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew. I just, you can't, I tried, but I don't think you could be a nurse without coming into blood.
I still kind of like how you know like different terms and different ideas from nursing. Because how long did you quote unquote study to become a nurse for? Would you say?
So I would say in high school it was 3 years, and then it was a year in.
So in total four, three in your vocational, or just two in high school, one in your vocational, and then one in for your.
No, I would say 3 years in high school, although it wasn't. You were just learning certain things like how to take blood pressure, how to take a temperature, how to make a bed. But when you go to nursing school, you're really getting into the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And had I drawn blood in high school, I probably would have known that I couldn't do it. But
And how did you balance learning these skills to become a nurse and doing normal classes like going to like history class or math class or like learning English, you know? How did was it just for nursing and you weren't really learning like all the other subjects on the side, or was it mainly?
Oh no, so in high school you have a week of your regular studies, and then the other week is your trade.
Okay.
So it's, you're getting the same education as a regular high school student, non-trade.
Just
it's
in
just
a
kind of broken out into
different style.
Right, and then. The same with nursing school. You still have your regular curriculum in order to graduate with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so going off for a different question, because I know this is an interview for my history class. It's called U.S. History Since 1865. So I do have to ask you a historical question that kind of is similar or different to the questions that I've been asking you. But I wanted to ask what event in history during your lifetime was the most impactful to you, and did it stand out from other ones? Explain in detail.
I would say the historical event that took place in my lifetime, which I guess it really did impact me, was 9/11.
Because I know at the time I was like, I was 9 months.
Yeah, and at the time we were down the Cape, and we were.
Was I there?
You were. We were staying in East Ham. We rented a cottage down there.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, we would go to Montauk.
I love Montauk.
I know.
Favorite place, by the way.
But you were just 9 months old, and like, you know what?
I wasn't going to remember it. So
well, I think at the time, there weren't any trail rentals.
They were all gone.
It came down to, how do we feed you? How do we give you a bottle? How do we heat up your food? So we're like, you know what? We're just going to take a year off. We're going to go down the Cape. We'll hang out down there in East Ham. And while we were down there, everybody was sleeping, and I was up watching the TV and saw the second plane hit the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so crazy.
Was it like almost a
surreal
moment where you were just like, is this actually happening? Was it like a moment of just complete silence?
I think yes, because mm-hmm. at the time, no one knew that it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah, they just saw...
People just thought, oh, it's just a...
Like the building's on fire.
Or it's just a small plane
yeah.
that hit the tower. But when you saw the second plane hit, mm-hmm. and it was a commercial plane...
Yeah. You're like, this is going to be absolutely
it was the horror catastrophic. Of it. Yeah. And then you started hearing about other planes, how they were downing all the planes, and how there was another plane that was missing, mm-hmm. and was off radar, and then that's when things changed.
Mm-hmm.
It just changed, yeah.
Was like, changed. I guess, did you see like other people's reactions? Were they just like absolutely shocked? Like everyone was like, I mean, back then, like, I guess social media wasn't really, it was not a big thing at all. Like, do you think if that happened, like, nowadays, kind of similar, would you say it would have a much bigger impact, or would you say it would be kind of similar to, like, 9/11 in a sense?
I think social media has its good aspects, but its bad aspects. Mm-hmm. I think that the conspiracy theories regarding 9/11 probably would have been...
Through the roof.
Super hyped.
Yeah. 100%.
But I also think that it could have been beneficial for people, because I think people could have reached out to other people to let them know they were okay. If people that were in the towers that died, they may have been able to reach out and say goodbye to their loved ones. I guess social media has its good and bad aspects, mm-hmm. even today. I mean... Yeah.
Because I know in my life, like, I was way too young to, like, even... But, like, looking back on 9/11, just, like, learning the facts, going to the museum in New York City, like, a couple years ago was pretty horrific, but it was a learning lesson to me. But I guess my biggest one would be the Boston Marathon bombing, because it was so close. And since I go to Bridgewater State University, there's a statue of one of the children that died on that day, and so I feel like that one's close. And also because it's in Mass, it's like an hour away, which is also pretty sad as it is, and it's one of the biggest events maybe in Mass that year.
Yeah.
And so that day was pretty
it
kind of
changed
tragic.
The marathon as a whole,
mm-hmm.
because the marathon used to be, not that it isn't now,
yeah,
but it used to be so much fun. You would have people.
I remember
that would
we
dress
went
up
once.
As clowns. Mm-hmm. They would wear their wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
People would run, mm-hmm. and you could. I can remember being with Patsy in downtown Ashland, and we could see there. Was an island on 135, and mm-hmm. we were actually standing there,
yeah,
watching the sea of people run by. Mm-hmm. You could never do that.
Because I know, we went once. Me, you, and Ben. We went, but Ben was like, I think he was like what, 4?
So we went to Hopkinton at the beginning.
It was the hottest recorded marathon. Our luck.
Some people didn't even run that year.
Yeah,
because it was too hot.
So usually when you run a marathon, it's you want it to be like on the colder side. You. Want it to be anywhere from like I think I could be wrong, but like between like 38 and like 50 degrees, that's like perfect temperature. But that day, what was it, like 90?
It was pretty hot.
It was 90 degrees,
not to run.
And running 26 miles in that heat, you
yeah.
can pretty much pass out from exhaustion, basically.
Yeah.
And then so at the end of the interview, basically, has this interview been successful for you, and would you recommend to other people to try this as well?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found this interview to be very enjoyable.
I would say I would as well, even though I tend to get nervous at times and I stutter when I'm nervous, and that probably happened during this interview sometimes, but I found it as a good experience to learn more about my mom's background a little bit more if I didn't know more about her. But I thought it was a really good experience. And then conclusion to end the interview. This interview was a pleasure, as always, talking to my mom, which is always a good time. And I really enjoyed listening and sitting here listening to your answers as I asked them and you read them back to me. It was a unique experience because I have never really done a full-blown interview with someone. I did a podcast when I was a senior in high school, but that was one of the most awkward experiences of my life between one of my classmates. And I thank God that the teacher didn't play our podcast during the class because I would have been so embarrassed. It was scary at first, but once we got in the rhythm and she started answering questions and we got in the flow of the questions and answering them, it was a great time. So signing off. Goodbye.
Thank you.